Okay, we were a little discussing the Yisif, and we're discussing the Yisif and his Chiddush. Yesterday we understood the Chiddush that when you light a fire, it's not Yodai Arichta, it's not like one long continuous ma'isa. Instead, the hadlaka itself, that is, that's the ma'isa. Everything that's nigra later is the ma'isa. That's what we understood yesterday. Today, we turn to the chiddush of the Mukhi Yisif, that Hilchus Shabbos could be totally in this as well. Mukhi Yisif's kasha was that when you light a candle on Shabbos, you light a fireplace on Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos says this, you light it on Erev Shabbos and it burns on Shabbos. Yosef and his kasha held that that's enough to be considered Chil Shabbos. If you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, which means that we're saying a Lamdish Chiddush that when it burns on Shabbos, that's still considered your Ma'isa. So Mukhi Yosef and his kasha held that that's it's a Shabbos. In his teretz, Mukhi Yosef didn't change anything in Hilchos Shabbos. Mukhi Yosef's teretz was that Isha Mishum Chitzav, Pshat is everything goes according to the first minute. But if Pshat and Isha Mishum Chitzav would be like in the Havamina, that it's Yodai Arichta, that it's continuous, considered to be as continuous Ma'isa, Mukhi Yosef held that that's an Issa on Shabbos. So that Kasha, everybody who hears the kasha, it rubs everyone wrong. There's something wrong with the kasha, but we all find it hard to put our finger on it. What's the problem with the kasha? If Isha Mishum Chitzav is takap pshat, like Mukhi Yosef held in the beginning, Isha Mishum Chitzav is pshat, that every minute it's considered to be still your action all along the way. We said yesterday there, Rishonim, that could be the whole that way, Lamaisa. And Cain, the kasha is should be chayav on Shabbos. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with the kasha? What's the problem with the kasha? I'll tell you, the kasha would seem to make a lot of sense. But the feelings, the hergish is that there's some problem with it. What's the problem? So there's the yesodistic chakira regarding Shabbos, which it's phrased a lot of different ways. Basically, the Chakira in Hilchos Shabbos is the following question. When the Torah forbids Malacha on Shabbos, is that a Halacha that we want a Menucha on the Guf HaAdam? The Guf HaAdam HaYisraeli has this. That a Yid's Guf is supposed to not do Malacha. You are supposed to rest on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of rest. You are not supposed to do Malacha on Shabbos. It's a din in the Guf HaYisrael. The Guf of the Yid has to rest. Or is it a din in the Shabbos, that the Shabbos is supposed to be a Yom Menucha, that the day of Shabbos is supposed to be the day on which there's a Menucha, on which there's no Malacha? Navad, we're talking about Yid. But it's a day of Menucha that Yidin are mechuyev to make the day of Shabbos into a day of Menucha. So the question is it a din in the person? Or is it a din in the day? That the day should be a day that's free from Malacha. The nafkamina between the two, if it's a din in the Guf HaAdam that has to rest, or a din in the Yayin, the nafkamina would be, let's say you make a shliach to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Let's say you make a shliach to do malacha. Now right away you'll tell me that ain't shliach is varavair. So Tosis holds that if the shliach is a shaygei, the yesh shliach is varavair. Taisus in the Rubah, was it Ayin Tess or Pei? Taisus holds that Yesh Liach Vidvar Aveira, by Anisid Rabbanan, Taisus on Ayin Tess and Taisus on Kedushin, the second parak, says that when the Shliach is a Shaygeg, he's Yesh Liach Vidvar Aveira, because, right, Yesh Liach Vidvar Aveira is because Divrei Arav, Divrei Atam, and Divrei Mishayman. That's only the Shliach knows it's an Aveira. The Shliach doesn't know it's an Aveira, so he listens to the Mashalayah. So, if you make a Shliach a Shabbos to do Malacha, is that an Aveira? Why does that depend on? Well, by a mitzvah, if you make a Shliach to put on tefillin for you, and he puts on tefillin, you're not Yaitzer. If I make someone a Shliach to put on tefillin for me, I'm not Yaitzer. Why? Because it's a din on my goof. Tefillin has to be on my goof. It's not the Maisa mitzvah putting on tefillin. It's my goof. It's a mitzvah that's a kakafta de gavra. It's a mitzvah that has to do with the goof of the person. So even by a mitzvah, there's no shlichus for a mitzvah that has to do with my goof dafka. There's no shlichus. So if you hold that Shabbos is also a din akarkafta de gavra, if you hold Shabbos is a din that my body has to rest, the goof HaYisrael has to rest. So if I'm resting, even if I may have told the Shliach to do Malacha, but my guf is resting, so then I wasn't Mechal Shabbos. Mashiach came. If you hold that Shabbos is not a din akarkafta de gavra, it's not a din on the person. It's a din that the Yom HaShabbos has to be a day of Menucha, then if I make a Shliach to do Malacha in a way that is Shlichus, if you hold Yesh Shliach and Varaveir by a Shagig, so there is shlichus. So then, if I make a shliach to do malacha on Shabbos, then I am over, because the shliach shtered the menucha for Shabbos. He made that Shabbos is not a yom menucha. So this would be an afgamina between the two ways to learn. If you hold it's a din on the gavra, so then there's no shlichus. It's not shayach. It's my body resting. If you hold it's a din in the yom Shabbos, then I can't cause malacha to happen on the Yom HaShabbos at all. Oh, well, so I'll get to that. When? The vart is that even if you hold it's Mesiachis to me, it means in a lam d'shaif and I did malacha. But in a physical life and I didn't do malacha. That's not malacha.
How do you know? Maybe it is a malacha.
Okay, so what I'm saying, the makar for what I'm saying, the stipler brings, the Shitas Rashi all over Shas is that Yesh Shlichus La'akol Mechumra. That even though we have a rule that a goy can't be a shliach, Yesh Shlichus La'akol, nevertheless, the mashmois of a gemara nezal neshef, the way Rashi learns the gemara certainly, is yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumri. The Rashi sheet is that if you make a guy a shliach, that l'chumra yesh shliach, yesh shlichus la'akum. So the some cipher and the base mayor, even Mishnah Melech also, ask if yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So when you tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, we all know that Amira La'akum is a Shvus Rabbanon. We know Amira La'akum is an Isid Rabbanon. So they ask, if Yesh Lichus La'akum L'chumra, so then we should say Amira La'akum on Shabbos should be an Isid Daraisa, because Yesh Lichus La'akum L'chumra. If you hold that L'chumra, we say that a guy could be a shliach. So then, on Shabbos, if a guy does malacha, it should be a malacha d'araisa. This is the kasha that they ask on Rashi. So both the Beis Meir and the Chassam Sefer answer. I believe that the stipler here brings it down. And they answer what we were saying. that the Issa Malacha on Shabbos is a din on the Menuchas HaAdam, that the person is supposed to rest on Shabbos. The Gavra is supposed to rest on Shabbos. Your guf should be b'menucha. On the Surah Shabbos, the Chasam Sofer, and the Beis Meir Neman, it's not Shayach Shlichus. Even a general, the Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chum. But on the Surah Shabbos, it's not Shayach Malacha, it's not Shayach in Issa Malacha, because the guf of the Yid still rested. The guf of the guy did Malacha, but the guf of the Yid still rested. And since the Guf HaYehudi rested, there's no time of Shlichus L'chumra. So this is the Makar, at least in these two, in the Beis Meir. So this idea that if it's a dinner kafka kafta the gavra, then there's no Shlichus. Now, the truth is that the Rashi, in a few places, seems to say Amir Olakum is Daraisa. There's a Rashi in the beginning of the 24th Perek of Masechta Shabbos, in Perek Mishehechshech, who says that Amir Olakum is Daraisa. There's a Rashi in Chumash as well, just offhand, don't remember, I thought it was Beri Aseres HaDibris, but it's not. There's a Rashi in Chumash as well. Rashi also says that on the pasuk Kol Malacha Lo Ye'aseh Lachem, it doesn't say Lo Sase, it says Lo Ye'aseh. So Rashi writes there that Lo Ye'aseh Lachem Afilo Yedei Goy. Ye'aseh means be done. So Rashi writes that Lo Ye'aseh Lachem is a halacha that even a Yedei Goy you're not allowed to do malacha, which means Rashi seems to hold this deraisa. The Ramban asks on that Rashi in Chumash that what do you mean? It's not a deraisa. Why is Rashi touching the pasuk that way? At any rate, the Rashi Shita could be, that Taka could be, that Amir Lakam is deraisa. Rashi Shita is Shvichas Lachumra, Lakam Lachumra. I'm not sure where it is. I thought here maybe it's by the Mon. It's not by the Mon either. Okay, Akoponim, this is the Beis Meir's Yisayit and the Chasam Sofer's Yisayit, that the Issa Malacha on Shabbos has to do with the person. Zok the Stifler, the Nemuki Yosef disagrees with this. Our Nemuki Yosef is saying the Chiddush Gadol. Our Nemuki Yosef is saying that if somebody lights a fire on Friday and it burns on Shabbos, he lights a candle on Friday and it burns on Shabbos, that there's an Issa Shabbos taking place. If you hold Isha Mishim Chitzav means that it's Yodei Arichta, that it's all Lomdish, it's all his nice on Shabbos. So he's Eivra Amalach HaShabbos. How can he be Eivra Amalach HaShabbos? Leitach Sam Seifer, what do you mean? His guf rested a whole Shabbos. It could be he's sleeping a whole 24 hours of Shabbos. He lit candles, he went to sleep. And where? His body rested. His body didn't do any malacha. And then Muki Yosef is saying that you should be chayiv for Malacha Shabbos. We see that the Muki Yosef nems on not like the Beis Meir and the Chasam Sofer. The Muki Yosef nems on Faker that on Shabbos the Yissa is causing a disruption of Menuchas HaOlam. That if a Yid causes a disruption of Menuchas HaOlam on Shabbos, that's the Aveira. Even if Mondishi did the malach and his guf rested, it's also malach like in the Muki Yosef. So we see that in the Muki Yosef whole taka, that Malacha Shabbos is comparable to Hilchos Nezikin. And just like by Nezikin, it's not an Avera that your guf did Hezek. It's an Avera that Hezek was done. The same thing Shabbos. It's not an Avera that your guf did Malacha. It's an Avera that Malacha was done through you on Shabbos. and a malacha is done through you on Shabbos, you're chayiv. This is the Shitas on the Muki Yosef, which is not like the Beis Meir and the Sun Sefer. Although they bring from the Ran and Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin, disagrees with this Nemuki Yosef. The Ran also asks the Nemuki Yosef's Kasha, Yachichai Mishum Chitzav, you should be over when you light a candle. You should be Malacha Malacha Shabbos, you can light a candle Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. The Ran answer is that you can't compare this Ikin to Shabbos, that Shabbos is different. Presumably he means, the Ran means, like the some cipher and the Beis Meir, that the Malacha Shabbos is, if your Guf does Malacha, and if your Guf didn't do Malacha, how could you be Eber on Shabbos? Which is, I think, when you think about it, what bothers everyone about the Nemuki Yosef is Kasha, your first day of the Kasha, is, Mustan, I think this is what bothers people. That if you did something Friday, how could you be Eber Malacha? The person could have lit candles Friday, and he died before Shabbos started, and he's a Machal Shabbos. His goof was really resting on Shabbos, right? Didn't do anything on Shabbos. And you can tell me he's a Machal Shabbos? That's what comes out from the Muki Yosef's Kasha. But the Muki Yosef apparently holds that way. The Muki Yosef holds, if you cause a chilul of Shabbos, that's also Malacha Shabbos. So, yeah. It may be that it's totally in that as well. The shaila of whether you're allowed to do something in one time zone. Let's say Friday afternoon, you call Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, it's already Shabbos. And you leave a message on a machine on Shane Shabbos. Or you send a fax on the Friday and the prince, the tzitziva. On Shabbos, Malacha is happening. It's your tachin that it could be totally in this as well. If you hold the Avera is an Avera on the Gavra, that the person can't disrupt Malacha, can't do Malacha, then it's mutter. Because where the person is, it's not Shabbos. Where the person is, it's not Shabbos now. And certainly it is that way. If you hold that it's a din on the Gavra, the Menuchas HaGavra, to him it's not Shabbos. If you hold that it's a din that you can't cause Malacha to be done on Shabbos, so then there'll be a big tzad lahachver that you can't cause Malacha to be done on Shabbos. The L'chayra, the reverse would be true as well. The shayla that was mentioned yesterday, what happens if you put a pot of food up to cook on Shabbos, right before Eish Shabbos, right before the day ends? You take a pot of food, you put it on a fire, and it's not going to cook until Chol. It's not going to cook on Shabbos. You did the Maisa Malacha on Shabbos, and what's happening is happening afterwards. Now, is it exactly totally in the Shaila? What would you say? If somebody puts up a pot of food to cook on Shabbos, and it cooks after Shabbos. On the tzad, that you're disrupting the Menuchas HaOlam, you're certainly not disrupting the Menuchas HaOlam. There's no cooking on Shabbos. On the tzad, that it's a din in the Gavra, what would you say? It's still tutzad, no? You could still say see tutzad. However, the Rishash in the Sefer Shabbos, and that I in Gimel Amid Aleph on the Mishnah of the Lama Tes Malachis, I'm a Gimel, I'm Gimel on the base. The Rishash says that if you put up food to cook besides Shabbos and it cooks b'chayil, that you chayiv, that there's a chiyuv. He compares it, his hechrach is, he says, what do you mean? Every zareya, every time you plant a seed, you put a seed in the ground, no seed takes root within 24 hours. The seed first has to decay. It takes 3 days for a seed to be nishrash b'karka. So if a person plants a seed on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you're fine, it's zareya. this Riya doesn't happen till Chol, we see that if you do the Maaseh on Shabbos, and the Eilav, the natural follow-up to it is that it grows, Zok Rishash, that you're Chayiv. Imkay, the same thing on Shabbos. On Shabbos, if you put up food to cook, then you're Chayiv, even though it cooks B'chol. Now, we'll talk about the Rishash's Chiddush in a minute, but we'll say, yeah, our Shailon. It's clear that the Rishash held like the Sam Seifer and the Beis Meir. Because, what did he do? He was Mafriya, the Meluchas Ha'ilam, the Velt, it was no Malacha. It's for sure, it's Meferish Gemara, that if someone puts up food to cook on Shabbos, and you take it off the fire before it cooks, then he's Potter. It's one of the first sugis of Masech to Shabbos is right the past in Atana. Somebody puts bread into an oven to bake and you remove it from the oven that is before it bakes, that he's potter. You saved him from if he's amazing, you saved him from a minister schema. If you save he's a shayya, you saved him from a carbon. So that's for sure. If someone puts food up to cook on Shabbos and you remove it from the fire before it cooks, that he's potter. Zetman, the Aveira is not putting it on the fire, the Aveira is that it cooks. If so, it's clear that the Rishash held like some site in the Beis Meir, which is the round sheet of the Masech to Sanhedrin, that Melecha Shabbos is not totally in a Hafra of Milchas Ha'olam. It's because if it was, you'd be potter, you cooked them during the week. Rather, Malacha Shabbos is totally in the Gufa Adam doing the Malacha. It could still clear. If he puts it up at the end of Shabbos, it cooks later. You could tiny should be potter anyway. But if you hold these chayiv, like the Rishash does say, then certainly the Halacha of Shabbos has to do with the Hafra of the Gufa Adam. It has nothing to do with Hilchas Nezikin, which have to do with the result. It has only to do with Hilchas. Hilchis Shabbos, the din of the person himself.
Couldn't plant on Thursday or Friday then either.
What?
Couldn't plant on Thursday or Friday then either.
You could plant on Thursday and Friday. It's going to grow on Shabbos, you mean?
It's about to grow on Shabbos.
Well, when you cook, you put up your challah on Shabbos, it cooks on Shabbos.
Right.
So the halacha is that we paskin like Beis Shammai HaKol Tzitzasa. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, you would have to be master your seeds if you plant them. Beis Hillel, we paskin that Shvisas came of his mutter, that if you do something before Shabbos, and it continues into Shabbos, that it's mutter lechatchila. That's not an aveira. It has to be both. It has to be a maisa adam, and it has to be a maisa aveira, and a hafra of the meleches Shabbos. But what?
I can't
myself
still
hold
the Chayiv
and still be
this no
din in the
Shabbos. It's not
holy. Rishash. Rishash holds its Chayiv. If it's din in Shabbos, why am I Chayiv on what cooked after Shabbos?
Again, you see, in the case of putting the seed, that even everybody agrees that putting, even if the sheep is still holding, even with the Yosef masking, if you put seed down in Chayiv, he has to hold it.
What's the Luki Yosef going to do with putting seeds down?
What's
he going to do
down,
with putting seeds?
When you put seeds down, that is the malacha. The malacha is to do it. It's only that it suddenly happens later, the pasuk says he can't cook on Shabbos, he put the food down. If there's somebody
here for what you're saying, says the Mechas Chinuch. I'll be mad with you. The Mechas Chinuch, it's not in Hilchos Shabbos. I looked. He has a Mareches HaShabbos, I thought it was there, it's not. But there he tells you where to look. He says, in Meleches Yomtiv, in Simen Reish Tzadik Ches, it's Ois Yud Dalet, in the Meches Chinuch. He says that if you put food, he brings the Rishash, and he says if you put food up to cook at the end of Shabbos, and it cooks after Shabbos, you're potter. He says that you're potter. The seeds. If you plant on Shabbos and it goes into after Shabbos to grow, Yechayit. So he says, if you write on Shabbos and you erase it before Shabbos, were you Yechayit on Ksiva? Of course you were. Because you wrote. At the time you wrote, it was written. If later you erase it, so that's a separate malacha. Writing, if at the time you write, it's a writing, then you chayim. He says that planting a seed, when you put a seed in the ground and cover it with earth, it's planted. That's a planted seed. Yechayiv, even like the book of Yosef, you did a malacha. And even, he says, if later you're going to pull it out before it takes root, the person was still like a malacha. It's not like cooking. Cooking requires the food be cooked. Until the food is cooked, it's not a malacha. Not so with planting. Planting is putting a seed in the ground and covering it with earth. That's planting. Whether it grows later, it doesn't grow later, as long as it's right to grow, planting is like writing. If you write a letter, you wrote it, even if no one ever reads it. Writing is writing. Planting is planting. Planting is you put a seed in the ground. It has nothing to do with cooking. By planting, you take a chayiv, even though nothing happened on Shabbos. Because the malacha happened on Shabbos. The hashrusha didn't happen. But putting a seed in the ground is a ray. Masha'en ken bishul. Putting a pot on the fire is not bishul. Bishul is if it cooks. So bishul, if you put it on Shabbos and it cooks during the week, you're potter. And zereya, tainus is different. So that's a machlokes, the Rishash and the Michas Chinuch. The first Yisrael says like the Michas Chinuch. The Har Tzvi has a piece, he says like the Rishash. So it's a tzitzuch, the shayla of you, do something at the end of Shabbos, the malach happens after Shabbos, whether that's a malach or not, machlekes kamach right now. But they get us, you have to realize, if you hold that if you put food up the last minute of Shabbos and it cooks after Shabbos, you're potter, it's no raya to our original chakira. Because you can hold either way. If you hold, you have to shter the Shabbos. So Zichir, then shter the Shabbos. If you hold, it's a menucha, the karkafta, the gavra, the person has to rest. You can tell also, the person rested for Malacha Shabbos. He said into Moshe, Malacha Schael. But he rested for Malacha Shabbos. From the Mechassimach Shita, it's no raya either way. But from the Rishash Shita, that Shechayiv, it would seem to be klar a raya that it's a din in the gavra. That the gavra did Malacha, it's not a din in the Shabbos. And that's why you put up the thing to, you put up the food to cook. You did a Maisa Bishul on Shabbos. If you hold, if you hold, well, by Eish, that, right, if you hold, then the Yisayid of the Nuki Yisif is that everything's Nigrar after the beginning of the Eish, after the time you lit the fire. So, what's the Mukiyas is going to hold? If someone lights a fire at the last minute of Shabbos, and the fire spreads and it burns something after Shabbos, we're going to say, come live the Rabbinay on what burns after Shabbos. Someone burns someone's house down on Shabbos, he could say, come live the Rabbinay. Or if it's a Makalkal, it's Machlitz Rishayim, let's say it's Masakim. Could be the second to burn out someone's house. What?
It's make coal out of it.
Making coal out of it. You're masaking. You want to make coal out of it. Okay. So let's say somebody, look at, so somebody has a, does a mice. Oh, wait, there's Radi Amr that Makako Bahavara is Chayiv. The Havara is different. So let's say you burn someone, Ruvein burns Hashimel's house on Shabbos. So come to the Rabbi now, he's potter. Right? I mentioned to you, if on Shabbos your car is parked on the street and somebody has an accident, on Shabbos it drives right into your car, that you really can't be Tafei HaMamin. Just come live the Rabbine, he's driving on Shabbos, in Machal Shabbos. Come live the Rabbine, he's Potter. What will be if you light a fire Erev Shabbos, it burns into after, no, if you light a fire on Shabbos, and it burns things down on Shabbos, on Chayil, say, come with the Rami now, I'll burn down the fire. Only when I'll burn down Shabbos. His aver of Shabbos is only the part that burnt on Shabbos, even the part that burnt after Shabbos.
Well, thing. It seems that when he lights the fire, anything that comes out of
it. Yod Yishom Yishom Chitzav. It sounds from the Nikki Yisif that everything is considered to be part of the original Ma'aseh. And you'll say, come with your Aminah. But if we can say the way we're saying, that a Lom Dishom Malacha is not a Malacha. Like the Rav says, you can't compare it to Shabbos. What happened on Shabbos is malacha. What happened afterwards is not malacha. The chayav be pardon. What? But if you saw the other chayav too, he's chayav misa for that also. Then it's come late. He came to chayav for one part. But that's not the question. The question is there malacha Shabbos on the part that burnt later? Rishakish holds no. So maybe you have to pay. Gechem holds both chitzav and mamaynah. So Mamela, what he did is a malacha Shabbos. So Mamela become a Yom Kippur, I think.
In the sin of Svarah, if you doesn't have four Shabbos, it does this one time as well.
According to Micha Sinach, but that is the Fereshah Gemara, that there's no... even if you hold it's the Hafra, the Shvisas Ha'olam, but it has to be Hafra, you know, Ma'isa Shabbos. Because there's no dinner, she says Kalim. You're allowed to set up your Kalim that they could do Malach on Shabbos. So it has to, it requires a Mice on Shabbos. These are the two Tzadim. The Eglay Kal has an Arichus, which we'll discuss, that serves to show that the Disna Muki Yosef is a Das Yachid among the Rishayim. That this Muki Yosef is not the Ikur Ladina, not a Ikur LaHalacha. And right, first let's deal with what it says in the Eglay Kal, which is probably the Emes LaHalacha, and then we'll try a little bit to see if we could defend the Muki Yosef and try to find some mocker for the Muki Yosef. But Zichr, the Shita of certainly Raiv Rishainim, and certainly Raiv Paiskim, if not all the Paiskim, is not like the Muki Yosef, it's like the Ran. That Malachas Shabbos and Malachas Nezikin are not comparable one to the other. And that Nezikin, the Iker, is what comes out. And Shabbos, the Iker, is the Maisa of the Karkafta, the Gavra, the Maisa the person does. The Eglay Kal brings a few rayas to this based on another Nafkamina between the two studies. It is already an afkamina that has certain ramifications in halacha l'maaseh. In the Zikin we know, if you put avnei sakinei masai on a roof, in a way that a normal wind is going to blow it down. When the normal wind blows it down, and it's mazik, the person who put it there is chayiv. Why? Because in hilchis the Zikin, anything you put in a place where Ruach Mitzuyah is going to cause something to happen, that's all nichlal in what you did. That's all nichlal. If you light a fire and Ruach Mitzuyah spreads it, you're fired. In Hilchos Nezikin, any consequence that the Ruach Mitzuyah is all part of the Chiyuvei Nezikin. What's it then on Shabbos? Let's say on Shabbos, I would like to get something down to the street. Let's say for whatever reason I want to get something down to the street. I'm not allowed to carry on Shabbos out of my house. So what do? So I come up with an idea. I put it on my roof in a place where there's a Ruach Mitzuyah. And I know that a Ruach Mitzuyah is going to blow it down into my neighbor's rishus. Is there any aveira? I put it on the roof before the wind comes. There's no wind right now. I want to get this out to the street or into my neighbor's yard. I put it down and I wait, and sure enough, a minute later a wind blows it onto my neighbor's property. Did I do any aveira at all? What I did, is there anything wrong with that? What? Why?
On the roof, the mice are putting it there is a mice of hazard. As opposed to over here, the mice are putting it there for Shabbos and Benzik and everything they're carrying. Compared to the case of the seed.
When I put it on the roof.
Putting the seed into the ground, that's the mice of it, and the roof of the seed is the fact that the grain will come and that it will grow.
Since saying that we're applying the zikin, when I put it on the roof, it's a ma'aseh hezek. And Shabbos, when I put it on the roof, it's not a ma'aseh malacha. Why?
Because malacha is the actual transition from yotze to
Shabbos. What he's saying is, when I put it on the roof, that's not a ma'aseh malacha. I didn't do a malacha. By nezikin, when I put it on the roof, putting it on the roof is not a ma'aseh hezek, but it's ultimately a ma'aseh hezek. So what you're saying really is that Shabbos is different. Shabbos, the malachi is what I do. What my guf does. I didn't do malachi. Nezikin is that I caused something to be damaged. If I caused something to be damaged, so then that's also nezikin. Which is really the aside was saying, not like in Luki Isis, that Shabbos is different. Shabbos, that means I have to do malachi to be chayav. It's a din of the person. And Masha'in came on the Zikin. If I cause a hezek, I'm chayiv. If I do a ma'aseh, it ultimately ends in a hezek, I'm chayiv. The Egle Tal brings a raya from a Shulchan Aruch, from a Ramah, and some in Tov Kuf Yud Dalet, Siv Gimel. The Ramah says, Mutter Lahamid Ner. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to carry a candle. That's why it's in Hilchos Yom Tif, not Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Yom Tif, you're allowed to carry candles on Yom Tif. Muta lahamid ner b'mokim shaharuach shaylait kidei sheyechaba. You're allowed to put a candle. You want the candle to go out. You have a candle out burning and you want to go to sleep in the room and it bothers you. Or maybe you're going away, afraid it'll chalila start a fire. The Ramah says you're allowed to put a candle in a place where the ruach will come, kidei sheyechaba. Avol osel amidei sham im kevar haruach v'nashav. If the wind is already blowing, so then putting it there is a ma'aseh kibul. It's awesome. But if you know a wind will come, the wind is not there right now. Mutar lahamid ner b'makom sheharuach shaylait. You're allowed to light a candle in a place that the wind will come. So the Egle Tal brings a raya from here that there's no avera to put something in a place where a rough mitzuya is going to blow it out. The Mishnah Berurah brings Achrayim who are machmir, but they're only machmir because they say b'chol rega v'rega harach minashim. How do you know at this moment there's no wind? But in the Etzem Din, there's no machlokes. There's no malacha in putting a candle in a place where the wind will blow later. Zokdeg leitau, we see from halacha, klar, that we don't pass like in the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef compares, in this kasha, compares Nezikin to the Shabbos. It says just like in the Zikin, if you light a fire and it's gonna burn, Yechai is the same thing for Shabbos. You see, like the Ran said you can't compare the Zikin and Shabbos. So we see that there's no comparison between the two. The Nidain that the Egle Tal is talking about is a shayla about putting wheat into a mill that's attached to a windmill. When the wind blows, the windmill turns and the gears turn and it grinds the wheat. The Egle Tal shayla is, right now it's not windy. Can I load chitim? The issue of chitim being mukta aside, we're talking now if it's a malacha. Can I put chitim? Well, I take them, it's not mukta, I want to grind onions. Am I allowed to put them into the container of this mill and sit back and wait for the wind? And when the wind blows, it's going to turn and it's going to grind whatever I put in. Is that malacha? So the Egle Tal says this is totally in the machlokes that we're talking about. The Karkapta, the Gavra, didn't do malacha. But Shabbos, the Karkapta, the Gavra, caused the malacha to be done on Shabbos. He says it's totally in the Chapaikis, the Ran and the Muki Yosef. Whether Nezikin and Shabbos are comparable one to the other, And he's saying that there's certainly no malacha d'oraisa. This is the rabbanan and letting a mill grind on Shabbos, but there's no malacha involved in this. Putting a hot plate on a Shabbos plaque. I'll get to that in a second. The truth is that just maybe I'll get to your case in a second. I think that it's probably in this shaila the same question about going on a Shabbos elevator on Shabbos. Now, assuming it's not always the fact, but let's say when the elevator goes, if you're there, it's going to use up more electricity or more fuel, whatever it runs on. Let's say that's the emes. An escalator, certainly that way. If you get on an escalator, the escalator uses more energy to carry you up the steps. If you get on the elevator when it's not moving, and then the doors close by themselves, and the elevator goes up, or you get into a subway train when it's not moving, and a subway train's not a good example because someone's driving it. I'm talking about something that's automated. But there's no guy doing it. You go into an elevator and then it goes. Now, that's a rach mitzuyah. That the door's going to close and it's going to go up. That's a rach mitzuyah, right? Is that a malacha? It's totally in the same thing. If you hold like in the Muki Yosef, that the has nothing to do with a din, it's not a din of kakafta de gavra. A yid has to do it to be malacha on Shabbos. But a yid causing malacha to be done on Shabbos is malacha. So if you put it in the place of Rech Mitzuyah, it's going to happen. Then that's a problem. If you hold that it's only if the Yid does Malach, he didn't do anything. He stepped in and he's standing there. When the Malach starts, he's just standing there. It happens later. It's mamish the case of the Ruach. It would seem to be totally in this as well. And I'm asking, I think it's different. Huh? The face is not masking. The feet are. But whether you're master with the comparison or not, I'll give you the comparison, Dov's comparison is a tshuva in the Maram Shik. Maram Shik is the earliest tshuva about Shabbos clocks that I'm aware of. It goes back a long time for the Shabbos clocks. He doesn't say the word Shabbos clocks, he talks about stoves that could be set to go on Shabbos, however they used to set it in the Maram Shik's time. So he has two shilas. He has a shila whether you're allowed to put food on it on Shabbos before it goes on. You know the fire is going to turn it on at 12 o'clock. The Shabbos has to turn on at 12 o'clock. Are you allowed to put food 10 o'clock, that 12 o'clock it'll cook? And then he has a shila, are you allowed to put food Erev Shabbos in the Shabbos clock that'll cook on Shabbos? He names on the following. That first you have to answer the first shayla, and then you can answer the second. In other words, if you put it on Shabbos when it's off, it's an issur d'oraisa, he says, then we would be gozer Erev Shabbos after Shabbos. Whichever gozeri compares the two. We'd be gozer Erev Shabbos after Shabbos. If you hold doing it on Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan, he says, then we're not going to things that are risen on Shabbos. We're not going to Erev Shabbos after Shabbos. And that's what he means. So his ikapis is to declare this shayla is an issa d'oraisa to put food in a spot where right now it's cold. And later the Shabbos clock will turn it on, then it'll go on later. And he's done this shayla exactly like the Eglay Tal. That's a case of Rach Mitzuyah. Something is going to come later and make a malacha happen. And that's a shayla. If something that you do now with Bishas Maisa, there's no malacha. But later, the Rach Mitzuyah is going to make it happen. Like Avnei Sakina Masai. If somebody is mazik someone else, if I take your something of yours, if I take your camera, and I put it on a hot plate that they're going to go on with a Shabbos clock in an hour, and it goes on in an hour and it ruins your camera, so I'm Zechachayiv, and the Zikin is Zechachayiv. What would be the din on Shabbos in such a case? And Vaitiv Amram Shikis Toilet in this Nemuki Yosef. Says Nemuki Yosef understood that Shabbos and Nezikin are the same, that the Aveira is the result happening, the Nifal. If the result is the Nifal happening, then Yechayef and Nezikin, Yechayef and Shabbos. Meshay Kain, if you hold like the Ran, Shabbos is different. Shabbos is a din that the Gavra can't do Malacha. The Guf HaGavra has to be Shabbos. Then, if you put it in the place where Rech Mitzvah is going to come, that there's no Issa Deraisa. It's a Grama on Shabbos. It's not Issa Deraisa on Shabbos. It's not Maisa. And that's your part. So, all of these cases come down to this Nidain, whether it's a two-part Nidain. One part is the Taich of Malacha Shabbos. What's the Taich? Is it have to be that the Maisa HaGavra did Malacha? Or even that the Shvisas HaShabbos was disrupted? Is that enough to be Chayiv? And Memela, the follow-up Shiloh, that we learn here in Bava Kama, that if you put something in a place where Ruach Mitzuyah is going to make it happen, it's considered your Maisa Hezek. Can we say that the same thing is true for Shabbos, that if you put something in a place of a Ruach Mitzuyah, it's considered to be a Hezek? So these two Shailas, Shem Echad, are totally in Machlokes and Mukyesef in Iran. And the Nafkaminas that we mentioned are all Nafkaminas for this thing. There's a Ragachava. It's a nice Tzafnis Paneach to know, because it's a klal. He says a klal for Kol HaTorah Kula. The Ragachava declares in which Dinei HaTorah do we say that a Goyrim is also asa, to be Goyrimit is also an Issa Deraisa? And in which Dinei HaTorah do we say if you're Goyrimit, it's not an Issa Deraisa? Which halachis, you go through Tayag Mitzvahs, which mitzvahs do we say, or Averis, do we say that if you're Goyrim, the thing to happen, that's an Avera? Let's say, Lysachsim Sharbadisha. An animal is threshing, you know how to close up its mouth that it can't eat. What happens if you do it through a grama? You do some type of grama. You don't literally shut up the mouth of the animal. You don't put on a you don't muzzle the animal, but you do something in the room that prevents the animal from eating. You turn on some kind of sound or music that the animal won't eat because of that noise. It's called chaisim bepeh, your bekayel. You're able to assassin bekayel through your causing it indirectly. When do we say grama is awesome in our Torah? And when do we say that grama is not awesome in our Torah? If you have a shatness through grama, you make two animals work together through grama, is that an issa deraisa? Or is not an issa deraisa? He says we find some places that it's deraisa. By Ritzicha, the Rambam says Gram Ritzicha is an issa deraisa. To cause someone to kill somebody through grama, it's an issa deraisa. By Nezikin, we know Garmi by Nezikin is Chayiv min HaTorah. A real grama by Nezikin is Chayiv. Yet, by Shabbos, a grama is Potter. On Shabbos, a grama is only an Issa Drabanan. Gram Malach on Shabbos is only a Drabanan. Why? Why, by some things we say, Laisas of Shabbadisha, Gram is a Deraisa. How do you decide which are Deraisa and which is Drabanan? Zok the Ragachava, the following cloud. He says, some Averis in the Torah, the Yisaita Averis is the result. Is the Nifal. The aside of the Aveira of killing people is that they're dead. That's certainly the Chayma HaChayt of Ritzicha, is that a person is dead. The Chayma HaChayt of Nezikin is that someone is damaged. Those are Aveiras where the result is the Kavanah HaAveira, Sassim Shor B'disha. The Chayt is that the animal's threshing and not eating. It's the result. Any Aveira where the Aveira is the result, a grama is also awesome in HaTorah. You cause the result. What's the difference there with a direct maisa or with a grama? any Averis with Averis is the Maisa, not the result. The Averis is the Maisa itself, which is Melecha Shabbos. It's that the Gavra is not resting. He's doing a Maisa Melecha. Where the Averis is the Maisa, the action the person is doing, if that's the Chet, if the Maisa is the Averis, then Grama is Potter. That's not a Maisa Averis, that's only a Grama Averis. There, I think of another example on in the Tariq Mitzvahs where the Maisa is the Avera. Another Avera, it becomes another Avera where the Maisa is the Avera. But Shabbos certainly he says it that way. And therefore, a Gram is Patur. Therefore, Gram will be Patur. So he makes a clown out of this idea. So the Iker appears to be not like the Muki Isis. The Iker is that Shabbos is different than the Zikin. The fact that when you first look at the Nebuki Isaac, it seems strange. It's Emes. It's Emes. The Stifle brings that this idea. I just want to spend 2 minutes to defend the Nebuki Isaac. There's a Sefer called La'or HaHalacha. It's the name of the Sefer. La'or HaHalacha. It's written by Reb Zevin. Reb Zevin he wrote the Ma'idim Ba'alacha, which you're familiar with. He started the Encyclopedia Talmudis. He's a big Baki. And he has a piece there entitled Shabbos. And he defends the Muki Yosef a little bit. He brings Makairis for the Muki Yosef that Shabbos is a halacha in Shvisa Sa'aylam. And he brings three Makairis from the Muki Yosef. One is the Gemara and Brachas Dafim Gimel, which we passed the mic, that for Barim Yeraya Eish, Amatzai Shabbos, you're not permitted to use a candle that was lit by a guy on Shabbos. If a guy lit a candle on Shabbos, even for himself, that candle can't be used for Barim Yeraya Eish. The Gemara says you need a candle in there sheshabas memalachas aveira that arrested from malacha. So the Reb Zevin says, what do you mean? What kind of malacha is it that a guy lit a candle on Shabbos? A guy is supposed to light candles on Shabbos. You see from here that it's called malacha if it shtered the shvisa sa'aylam. It was not aveira really. But the Shvisas Habriya, the world, which is supposed to be B'menucha on Shabbos, there was a malacha done. You see that as a Shem malacha, even though there was no Kakafta the Gavra, no Yid that did malacha. You see a malacha that just happens also has a Shem malacha. The second Raya is from a Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Tezvav. The Gemara says that in Basa B'chalav, Torah says, Lo Sevasha. Not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. Gemara says you're not allowed to eat it either. And one of the makayris is the pasuk loisaychol kol tayeva, that you're not allowed to eat any tayeva since it's disgusting to cook meat and milk together. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. In fact, the Gemara in Cain kol ma'aseh Shabbos tiyaseh. If so, malacha that's done on Shabbos, something that's cooked on Shabbos, should be also. That's the Gemara's cash. So Zevin says, what do you mean? You could be mechalik between basa b'chalav and Shabbos easily. Basa b'chalav, the thing itself is iser. On Shabbos, it's only the karkafta de gavra doing it that's iser. It's not the cooked food that's awesome. It's the person doing that did it that's the aveir. He says, you see from here. That the thing that happens on Shabbos is also considered a davar sheyesh b'yisur. And the third place he brings is from a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that if two people do malacha together, really you should be chayiv. For it's avid malacha b'beinayu. A malacha happens. The Gemara says really they should both be chayiv. The Gemara brings a pasuk. But in Svara, it says if two people do malacha, it should be chayiv. So weiter, if the Aveira is a karkafta de gavra, the person can't do malacha. So if two people did it together, he didn't do malacha. Why does the Gemara say, ha'asavit malacha bebinayi, should be fine? So weiter, he names on that the Isser is the result. And if you cause the result, that's enough to be chayiv. Those are his three rayas. If you really want to know, that Zevin was the Lubavitcher. And in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there's a piece where he says that Amir al-Akram is Dairaisa because of Rashi Shita, that Shlichus Akram Chumra. So he says that it's the Tzad Chumra to say Amir al-Akram is Dairaisa, and as he names on the Tzad, not like what we're calling the Iker. So he defends such a mahalach. Rather, he writes there that he responded to a letter from Rav Rifkin. Rav Rifkin used to give the smicha shem to Rav Das, also the Zeid of someone here in the room. He's writing, I don't know if the family knows, that there it's a response to a letter he got. He doesn't write Rav Rifkin's name. He writes Reb Mem Dalad Reish Shlita, which is Rav Moshe Rav Rifkin, who, anyway, the piece there is a response to him. And so he defends the Muki Yosef. But again, the ikki you have to come away with, you have to the Muki Yosef, is this Yisai. There are two ways to learn Dinei Shabbos. There's the Muki Yosef's Mahalach, and then the Ran's Mahalach, which is some cipher in the Rishash, and many of the Achrayim. And what seems strange when you first read the Muki Yosef is this Nakuda, that Shabbos should require a person's action. And if you did an action of lighting it before Shabbos, it really can't be Malacha Shabbos. Okay, the third point of the Nebuki Yosef we'll get to tomorrow, the part regarding Einus, and that's the last line of the Nebuki Yosef. The Stifler talks about it as well.